Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Jason Botell, Executive Director of Maryland Can and the former Executive Director of the highly successful KIPP School in Baltimore. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
Tell us a little bit about KIPP. You really did a great job there, and I think our listeners would be really interested in it.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that. It was an amazing time at KIPP, and I'm still involved on the board. But, you know, I started out my career teaching in Baltimore City Public Schools at Booker T. Washington Middle School. Really enjoyed it, but felt like I wanted to make a larger contribution and saw the opportunity to start a new school here in Baltimore. And so founded KIPP. And it was a great time. I'm still in touch with a lot of the alumni. You know, got some good test scores. More importantly, we have a lot of kids in college. Certainly lots of room for improvement. But it was a phenomenal experience. And again, I'm very honored to continue to be affiliated with it.
Tell us a little bit about Maryland Can, because I think it has a really interesting mandate that's not just affecting Baltimore City, but affecting our state.
Yeah, so Maryland Can is the Maryland Campaign for Achievement Now. You know, I I'm proud of my work at KIPP, but there was a point when I said, you know, it's great what we're doing for the hundreds and now 1,500 kids at KIPP, but ultimately we have 80,000 plus kids in Baltimore City schools. And as you said, we have kids across the state, and we have some great schools in this state, and I certainly want to acknowledge that. But we also have tens of thousands of kids throughout the state. Unfortunately, a disproportionate number of those kids are from low-income families and from families of color who do not have access to high-quality education. And so at Maryland Can, we really want to, you know, be supportive of efforts and make sure there are plenty of efforts to make high-quality education accessible to all kids, not just kids in the wealthiest communities.
You know, in the state of Maryland, the distinction between a charter school and a traditional public school is really in many ways a distinction without a difference. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that and why we're all in this issue together.
Yes, that's true. And I think there are benefits and costs to that. I think the good thing is that public charter schools are part of the local school system. Their kids are counted as part of the school system population. You know, when they get great results, those are counted within the school system. Revenue that comes from the state and other sources flows through the school system before getting to the public charters. So there's a lot of similarity that doesn't exist everywhere, a lot of cohesion. And I think in many cases, that's a good thing. I will admit that I think there could be some opportunities for more decision-making power, more innovative opportunity for public charters. I think there are some policy changes that at Maryland Can we think could be helpful to kids, but there are some benefits to the current system.
Could you talk a little bit about your vision for the charter environment in Maryland on a go-forward basis?
Well, I'm concerned. I mean, I think we've made some good progress. We have some great public charters that have emerged over the past several years. I think that we have an environment that's allowed for that. I'm a little concerned that we're reaching a point of stagnation. That's one concern I have, that while for a few years you saw, you know, kind of a boom in high-quality charters opening, you see it much less now. The other concern I have is around this high school issue. High school in Baltimore, we got a lot of folks, you know, working hard to improve it, as I know you are. But the reality is the vast majority of our kids in Baltimore do not have many high quality choices. And again, that's not to critique anybody who's trying to work with kids. But high school is a very tough area of education. And I think that with some of the changes in policy that I mentioned, we actually could be taking, a stronger swing at the ball.
Your passion and your track record are contagious. There's
Thank
just
you.
No question about it.
Thank you, David.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.